on Revolution.
Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Alrighty, welcome to the Informant Podcast. I'm Pistol Pete from Spockholm. Tonight I have with me Jennifer, the Mafioso Loot Lady. Jenna's taking the night off, but then instead we've decided to invite on a guest this evening. So what's new with you, Jen?
Nothing much, same old stuff.
See, I threw you off. You thought I was going to introduce the guest immediately.
I did.
Just thought Sneaky I'd mix Pete. It up a bit. Sneaky Pete. Changing around profile pages and all kinds of weird stuff. Yep, so, and nothing new, really, for you?
No, it's actually been kind of nice. We haven't had a whole lot of stuff thrown at us.
Well, you know, when I ask that question, I don't necessarily mean about the game.
Oh, with me personally?
Yeah, that people like to know we're human beings and not monkeys and click monkeys that just click all day long.
I just stay in my house.
I'll lock myself up in my room and play Mafia Wars all day.
Nothing much ever happens to me. It's safe when you stay inside.
That's true. That's true.
But I do get offended when I run my Spocklet, the one that the day's played,
uh-huh.
And it says should go outside.
Get
some Why does
sun?
Everyone tell me to go outside?
Yeah, in your case, you don't want to go outside too long. You'll end up getting toasted.
Yeah, well, it's been raining a lot in Vegas. This year we've had more rain than ever.
Well, that's kind of cool.
I don't like it. My dogs don't like it either. They're afraid to go outside when it rains.
Well, all right then. Well, let's jump into it. Let's go ahead and introduce our guest for the evening. We have Lori, and she is from the Mafia Wars God. She's an admin there. And I've kind of had a thought that we probably should get someone from the Mafia Wars Gods on to represent that group and kind of explain a bit how that group is a little bit different than some of the other groups that are available in Mafia Wars, and you know how much of the game is played outside the scope of the actual game for that unique group of players. So welcome, Lori. How are you this evening?
Oh, thank you. I'm really good.
Good.
It's nice up here. Welcome. In Washington.
Washington State or Washington, D.C.?
Washington State. No rain here. Yeah.
You have lots of rain there.
Not this month.
Not this month. It took a month off.
Oh, yeah. This is the month where the best weather where it doesn't rain.
Yes. August was great.
That's cool. So
I lived there for a year. Actually, 3 years.
Oh.
See, so learn something new every day.
Yeah.
So take a minute and kind of talk to us a little bit, you know, the 50,000 foot view of what Mafia Wars Gods is, because there's lots of people that hear about it and they, you know, there's lots of imagery that comes to mind when they think about it. But I'm sure that some people are going to realize it's not exactly what they were thinking.
Right. Well, Mafia Wars Gods is a social group composed of all players over level 1,000. You know, a few years ago when it started, that being level 1,000 was a huge deal. It's not so much anymore. Almost everyone, you know, is level 1,000, but everyone is over level 1,000. We share game info and achievements, and we rank our members. The top 25 members are ranked weekly. There's several categories that they're ranked. Being what level you are, fight wins and robbing wins, and the top 25 members are ranked, and the 25th member sets the threshold for that. So you just submit an email to Canoe, and you're added to the ranks. And there's no tagging. It's just players from all different clans, all different red tags, just join to just share info.
Yeah, I think I learned about Mafia Wars Gods 2 years ago, I think, and the interesting part for me was exactly what you've kind of described, was that the players use the game basically to just build on what's already their infrastructure in the game. So it's, mm-hmm. you know, the fighting element of it is they're not there to fight and fight like a family would fight. They're there just to fight to get to the highest level possible.
Yes.
You know, I know mm-hmm. that was one of the people in the Mafia Wars Gods was the first one to achieve level 100 in the fight leveling that Zynga put in place, you know, and then, and those kinds of things. So yeah, like you say, you can look to that group to find answers for things that the common player may not have achieved yet.
And I think, more of a personal level and a personal achievement, where in your family, you do a lot of things for your family. In Mafia War Gods, if you post a picture, that's you, that's your boast, not so much your family, you know?
Right.
So.
Now, the gods themselves, they're kind of divided up in chunks, because I know that there is actually a fighting section of the gods that at one point was kind of, at least I understood, to be the protectors of the social part of the thing, because people would get attacked for the sake of attacking them without understanding what the Mafia Wars gods were. What other groups are there within the Mafia Wars gods?
Yeah. We have several sister groups. We have the Coffee House, which is for sharing jokes and music and sports and just kind of chit-chat, get to know one another. We have the Operations Center to help finish your wars and operations quickly. The Daily and Event Gifts group, which people post their, you know, limited property parts and things like that. We even have a recruitment room where you can post your red tag, your fight group, any group you have that you want to get members for.
Oh, cool.
And we have a fan page. Well, anyone can join that. You don't have to be level 1,000.
Right. Yeah, I've always kind of noticed it was interesting that Kanu creates the actual, what look like actual trophies. And that's what gets posted in the room, that when people reach those different level achievements or, you know, well, I guess there are level achievements, whether or not it's fighting levels or, but it's always been kind of interesting, the stats achievements that you guys single those people out and make them feel good about their accomplishments.
Yes, our plaques. A lot of people put those as their profile page once they get them each Sunday too, or as their profile picture.
Yep.
So it's fun. It's fun to see people have those up.
Yep.
I remember making a fake one once.
Leave it to Jen. Photoshop it.
Yes. Why didn't make it for me? I made it for someone else. And I made the category something silly. I think it was Tom Oswald. And I said, the hottest Mafia War God.
Oh, there you
something
go.
Silly like that.
How funny. You have any questions, Jen? Anything that comes to mind?
I think a lot of people don't understand that this is a helping group and it's not the families per se, but because the Mafia Wars God's red tag is such a powerful family. I know when Kanu, is that how you pronounce his name or is it Kanu?
I really don't know. I think so Kanu.
We'll have to ask him.
Yeah.
But originally because there's so many members in this group, he made the red tag just the admin. It was a very small group. And then as Zynga introduced things to the game where having 100 members was beneficial, he opened up the doors. And so your red tag family just excels at everything. And then you get a lot of controversy. And my family gets that too, like, oh, you're cheaters, blah, blah, blah. And like, what is your response when you hear negativity like that?
I just really feel everyone plays their game differently. Everyone builds their character differently. We all have choices within the game and choices of how to play our game. So my choices might not be the same as yours or your red tag family. And I think we should just be more accepting of how other people play their game.
Hear, hear. Yeah. That's what I've been preaching for years.
Well, there's so many police out there that, you know, to me, what's cheating might not be considered cheating to someone else. That might be their whole fun in the game, and it is a game.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
Sure, if you can figure out a way to beat the system, that makes the game fun for some
Doesn't
people.
That make us human, trying to beat the system?
Yeah, and the game is called Mafia Wars, so to me it just seems like, am I supposed to be holy and pure and say, oh, no, they told me not to use the third-party script, so I better not switch this profile. And it just seems there's so much judgment out there, and it's like, we're playing a game. Like, really?
Mm-hmm. It's true. And even beyond scripting, where you put your skill points, some people are very, you know, I don't even know what word. They're just, it's their way. You know, you need to build your attack. You need to build your defense. Not everyone does. Some people like to just level and just have all that energy. So
that's true. I mean, there is.
It's their game. It's that how they like to play.
Yeah, they are very deliberate.
They find enjoyable.
Yep.
It just seems we have a lot of smack talking going on in the community, which I guess that's good for the game, too.
Yeah. We have, you know, there's 7,000, over 7,000 members in Mafia War Gods, and we don't make it, you know, tag is not required or anything, but a lot of people do, you know, white tag with Mafia War Gods. So we are in a lot of people's feed. They do see us a lot. So, I mean, it's annoying to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Who don't know what we're about. So there's that negativity from that as well.
Now, who was the actual founder of the concept of Mafia Wars Gods? Was it Canoe?
It was Canoe and someone else.
Okay, all right.
Another person who no longer plays.
Right.
So.
Because, for as long as I've been playing, and I've been playing a long time too, you guys have been out there, so.
Yes. Facebook deleted us twice, the group twice, so, but we just keep coming back.
Yeah, coming back stronger.
Yep, bigger than ever.
Yep.
And we did ask Canoe to join us, but I think he's shy.
I think so, too.
Well, I think we had a conflict with time zones, too.
Yeah.
That would have been a problem for him. He would have been normally sleeping.
It is pretty early in the morning there.
It's like when we ask Ike and Martin to come on and they have to wake up in the middle of the night to come record with us at our regular time.
Well, that's dedication. I would not have done that.
Yeah. That's why we were...
Well, you're perfect.
Thank you.
Now, how long have you been playing the game?
Do you have to ask me that?
Ballpark.
Too long.
Okay.
For years. I can't even remember how long, to be honest. Since I, almost immediately when I joined Facebook, you know, I started. So it's a terrible, terrible addiction.
So do you have a, you know, like for me, one of the in-game features I like to do, and it's kind of crazy, but I like to hoard skill points. So as I level, I see how many skill points I can get before I actually have to spend them to continue leveling. Do you have like an in-game quirk that you have that you need to, something you personally try to achieve each time as you go through the game? Is it robbing? Is it leveling? Do you have a part of the game that you like to play that way?
No, I don't think I do. I half the time forget what I'm doing in each tab and have to go back and try to remember. Mm-hmm. So I don't think I do. I spend my skill points as soon as I get them. But I'm really into the double builds right now. I keep like constantly checking in even from work to see if they're available.
Yeah,
we haven't seen one of those in a long time.
Yeah, it's been a good couple weeks now.
I think if they're not going to offer them anymore, they should tell us, because once they set the bar with something like that, people are going to wait. They're going to hoard the reward points. They're going to say, oh, I'm waiting for a 2x build. Mm-hmm. And I think if we, as the community, knew if they were going to come back or not,
that would be a good thing.
I think it'll find its way back. I think what they're probably struggling with is coming up with a way to modify it so that it doesn't get blown out of proportion.
Mm-hmm. I don't want them to do that.
Yeah, well, but I can honestly say it would be reasonable for them to come out with, you know, you can do 25 builds a day or 25 builds during that time period. Mm-hmm. You know, and then this way we talked about that, where regardless of what time you log into the game, you've got time to get the same number of builds as everyone else.
More like skill point reallocation, where you're paying for it or whatever for so many double builds. Something like that. Is that what you mean?
No, I'm just saying that, you know, one of my complaints with the double build when it came out was it only comes out and it's only out like for 2 hours. Well, if you happen to miss that 2 hour window, you didn't get
you're
a chance at
out.
It. I would actually propose the idea that they actually extend the window for like a week or a couple of days, and then they say you can get 25 builds. And, you know, you're paying for them anyway because you're paying the crafting points. But, you know, you can pay for 25 builds during that window. And if you use all 25 on your first day, you're done with it.
You're done.
Yeah. And then that gives everybody a chance to get their builds in as opposed to waiting for the only two-hour window that it just happens to show up.
That is true. And of course, the window is going to be in my time zone, so... You
that
know,
works
it's really not fair to everyone.
Right. Well, and like we're talking now, what happens if that window showed up in the middle of the night for people across the, you know, the pond?
Right.
And,
now all of a sudden,
it really isn't fair that they're not even getting a chance to go ahead and have an opportunity to do those 2x builds. So that's why I've been promoting this idea of kind of having it as a window feature where, you know, you can build so many during that window.
Mm-hmm. I want 1,000 warthogs, though, so that should be the limit. I like to buy those just to annoy Pete and I'll show how many I bought. He doesn't like it when people get health.
Well, I don't care whether or not people get health. I just don't. I think that the skill points that you should be able to buy health at should match what the skill points are for the rest
everything
of the game.
Everything else, that is, health is way out of proportion.
But we would prefer they increase the other stuff rather than...
Yeah, that'd be the way to do it. I like that idea better, Jen.
Then everyone would be happy.
Could you imagine if you could buy something for 20 attack? Wow.
That'd be cool.
Oh, it sounds like hotcakes. Zengo would, like, their stocks would go up or something.
Sure, yes.
And actually, if they did that, it would actually create a very interesting, fast balance to the health problem.
True.
Yeah, true.
Because now all of a sudden we'd be crafting 10 and 20 point attack and defense.
One of my pet peeves and something we push for in the pack is if you want us to spend reward points, give us something worth it. You know, like these two times property builds. You don't have to twist anyone's arm to buy those. You don't even have to make a fancy banner or gimmick. We're going to do it. And if they would offer more deals like that, I think people would be more willing to spend their reward points.
I agree with that.
I would like more secret districts, too. I love those.
I like the ones.
I pay to reopen them every time, too, because it's great for skill points.
Yep.
Yeah. Another secret district was found in the server, so
ta-da.
We might be seeing that soon. Yeah, that will be number 19, 18. It'll be the 18th one. And it's called Decaffeination.
Hmm.
And the consumable is a gold coffee bean. And the boss is, it's not Juan Valdez. It's Carlos Calavera.
Hmm.
But he looks Irish.
Because the Irish is known for the coffee.
Are they?
Yeah, Irish coffee, like whiskey and whatnot, I guess.
But obviously it'll take place in Brazil.
Yeah.
And I have some images up on the blog.
Cool.
But the golden coffee bean's really cool. You should look at the picture. It sparkles.
Ooh, sparkly.
It kind of looks like a gold ass, but it's a coffee bean.
Golden asses.
They did something different that we've never seen before. They brought back the Spotlight Marketplace promotion sale. I don't know why, but they did. And it looks like people got credit. Like, if you didn't fill up your bar yet, you'll still get credit for what you did when it was available before.
Oh,
that
really?
Will be going till September 4th.
Hmm.
I'm not 100% sure on that because I just buy 25 crates and I'm done with it. Huh. So mine was at zero when it ended.
I don't buy nothing anymore.
Yeah, and they didn't add the limited edition loot that goes with the promotion. I don't know why. And that's about really all that's going on. We kind of had a nice weekend.
Yeah.
I actually went a whole day without not even one blog post. I think it's the first time it happened.
My goodness.
That's
always kind of nice when that happens, though. You know,
yeah.
I said they, I'm preaching to the choir, but, you know, it's always nice when you can just play your game the way you want to play it and you don't have to be told what you need to do. Always good times. Good, good times. I was pulling a Jana there. You see that? Good times. The only thing that I think has really changed since the last go was that the profile page got one more small update, which was brought smiles to people's face. I was trying to small and smile in the same word there. Was the collapse all and the expand all option on the profile page. So you can actually get back to a page that looks like a full profile page with thousands of images of the loot you've gained over time if you want to get back to it really quick. I don't think we've really...
People are very happy with that. I've enjoyed some of the comments.
We've got a lot of people saying that they think that their profile page is going faster. I'm puzzled.
I think it does.
I don't know if it does. I'm trying to figure out if it's just a placebo.
It could be a placebo, but it really seems to load faster.
It might.
Brandon said he was going to test it for sure.
Yeah, we need to put a timer on it and see how that actually works. Since we do hide it before, it might. It's there.
I think it does.
So anyway, but we've had very good feedback to the change to the profile page, and it's just, it really is a little thing. It was just something that was recommended by a player out there, and I thought, hey, this is something we can probably do. And
let's give him a shout out. Oh, no, I'm thinking of the guy who suggested the better player updates because I could originally the Simonator.
The Simonator, yeah. He's one of the Spocks. And
yeah.
It kind of created some tension within our family because Leaf has been asking for a Spocklet named after him since the beginning. And so when Ike came up with this Better Player Updates, Simon was the one that made most of the recommendations for it. And so he kind of jokingly called it the Simoninator to start with. And Leaf was getting a little bent out of shape over him not getting a Spocklet named after him. So anyway, that's kind of funny.
I think you opened up that door when Brandon made the VLA-inator.
Mm-hmm.
And VLA's just thrilled with that, by
right.
the way. And that it's named after him.
Right. Yeah.
That was kind of like a plug-in for a different script, and I think it is important that the names kind of match what they do for search engine purposes and things of that nature.
And for players, because VLA, what's it stand for? And it's hard for people to understand what that means.
Yeah.
And we probably should have called it the Dumpinator or something like that, because, or just City Dump. I mean, we've joked around about a lot of different things, but the idea was you're just basically throwing stuff away. So we should have called it the Oscar the Grouch. No, just kidding.
Oh, that would be cute.
But something along those lines, we should have come up with a little bit different name. But in that case, it was that one person that really suggested, hey, could this be done?
For
and then
like
they
months.
Figured out how to do it. Yeah, I know. So, yeah, and I'm just trying to think. I got a couple other things we've been talking about doing, but I don't know when we'll get around to it. So we'll see.
Well, Pete, I want the Rebelnator when you had
the Rebelnator. We're gonna call that the Rebel Supportinator. That's what we'll do. We'll do a live chat, and we can just send Mike. He can be in there to answer questions all day long.
God.
You're our rebel support.
That's right.
No, see, you took it beyond where I was going. I just said when you fix it to where now you fix the profile page,
uh-huh.
Now you need to fix the fight loot drop so it don't take so long to load when you're fighting.
You know, I've been thinking about that now. As a result, funny you mentioned that, because I did actually think about that now that we made the changes to the profile page. Why couldn't we, when the fight module opens, when you're actually attacking, put in an option to hide the loot as it's being collected and hide some of the other ridiculous features you don't need in that particular module that pops up too? And that may be something I may play around with a little bit. That'll be something we'll have to make a configurable option, because obviously
that's
a little bit more drastic a change, and I wouldn't want everybody freaking out about it, but, you know, we'll call it the streamlined fight or something like that, because, you know, we keep asking for it, and I don't think Zynga's ever going to change it, and so now it may be the time to just put it in ourselves.
Copyright it.
I've even mentioned it to the studio when I'm talking to them about my account, but...
Yeah, I've often said there's enough in that module that pops up that if you could actually streamline that entire module and you could clean it up quite a bit, make it significantly smaller, it'd be something worth looking at now, see what we can do with it. Well, you know, we've been cautious because we don't want to go in and make a bunch of changes to the actual core game, but if it's a configurable option, then I might be willing to do it. So, because like I did back out of the Ask Your Mafia to Attack and everybody gets a reward link. You know, actually pulling it out of the game.
Oh, I forgot to write a blog post about that.
Yeah, that I've changed my mind and went back and just renamed it. Yeah, Ask Your Mom.
You keep changing it.
Well,
you're like Zynga.
I felt guilty about taking it out, is what happened.
Aww.
You know, and some people were bothered that, you know, we've kind of stepped into removing parts of the game for them, and I didn't like that. So, and we don't want to. I mean, unless, like I said, it's a configurable option, and I wasn't going to do that for a text link. Now, if we make this fight module... suggestion change, then that's significant enough that it'll be a configurable option. So
that's a good idea.
Yeah. So Lori, we like to give shout outs at the end of the show. Do you have a shout out that you'd like to go ahead and give this evening?
Sure. I'd like to give a shout out to all those in Mafia War Gods and all the admin, and especially all the spotters, because I'm sure we're going to get a lot of ads this week.
Very good. Excellent. Well, we appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule to come on and spend a little time with us this evening. And I definitely, like I said, wanted to get the word out about the Mafia Wars Gods and what you guys do. And it's a good group for the promotion of Mafia Wars as a whole. We really appreciate it.
Yes,
well, I appreciate you having us here. Thank you.
All right. Thanks very much. You got a shout out this evening?
Yes. My shout out is also has information. But... one of the mafia, a girl in the Mafia War Gods named Julie, she won the Lucky Stash jackpot.
What was it up to?
It was up to like 69,000
reward points.
Yeah.
Holy crud.
And it's funny, I'm friends with her husband, Ron May, and I know both of them, and I never realized they were married. And they have a group, their family is the Mafia Wars Roundtable, and they're just thrilled. It's so exciting for her.
Yeah, think about the 2x mastery you can buy with
That's
that.
That's what I told her, because when I asked them
about mastery, but 2x crafting.
Yeah.
That'd be killer.
Because she asked me, I asked her, well, how are you going to spend them? And she goes, I don't even know yet. And I said, well, I would wait for that 2x mastery thing to come out and hoard them till you have like maybe 5,000, 10,000. Go to town.
Man, that'd be like build-a-rama. I'd be building up. And I'd be building up health like crazy because you could always reallocate it later.
Mm-hmm. But she did say, because she's a girl, she likes to go shopping. So she's worried that when the crates are out, she's going to go a little.
Get those crates you never would before. Yeah.
So Julie and Ron, my shout outs to you guys.
Cool.
That was a fun post to write and see their reaction to it all. I'm jealous though. And then I would like to apologize on the post that I wrote kind of bashing the Lucky Slash slot machine. I stated that instead of giving all these reward points to one lucky bastard, they should be spread out. And then I felt bad, like, then seeing, oh, a real person does win.
Yeah, 'cause I thought it was all fake.
They knew I was joking, though.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, Ron, I feel bad.
Well, my shout-out is a cheap one. I'm going to take a shout-out to thank Lori again and then thank Kanu for scheduling it with her to come on and talk a little bit about the Mafia Wars Gods and give us some information on that group. And, you know, we'd like to do that for other things out there if there's other people that have groups similar or different that, you know, we've had trading community people on before. We've had some other things, and we really enjoy talking about those different elements of the game. So, yep, that's where my shout out is. And a Jano. Always missed when she's not around. Yep. Yep.
I always pretend she's in the hopper with Mike.
Ooh. I'm sure Mike's liking that too. Well, in that case, I guess we'll call it a wrap, and we'll catch up with you next time. See you later. Goodbye.
Hey, Jen, where do you think they can find us?
They can find us on the web at informantpodcast.com. You can also find our fan page on facebook.com/informantpodcast.
Or you can leave us an email at tip@informantpodcast.com.
Hey, I think you can also find us on Twitter at informantpod.
And you can always leave us a rant on our rant hotline, which is 707-847-6852, 707-TIP-6852.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first.
I want a car, skid 'em crashing to the brave new world. I want to ride.